WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, amazing humans. Welcome back to Mom Mindset, your daily dose of affirmations and real-life strategies for navigating the beautiful chaos of motherhood. I'm Laura Bennett, your guide through this wild ride, here to remind you that even when things feel like a runaway train, you've got this. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Practicing mindfulness during those parenting challenges. Era felt like you're just surviving the day, barely holding on to your sanity while trying to juggle school lunches, meltdowns, and your own to-do list. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, even in the midst of that craziness, we can choose to show up differently. We can choose mindfulness. Now, before you roll your eyes and say mindfulness, that sounds like some woo-woo hippie stuff, hear me out. Mindfulness isn't about chanting or meditating on a mountaintop, although those things are cool too. It's simply about being fully present in the moment, paying attention to our thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. And trust me, a superpower can change your parenting game. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you practice mindfulness when parenting gets tough. First up, breathe. Seriously, that's it. When your little one is throwing a tantrum in the grocery store aisle or your teenager is slamming doors like they're auditioning for a heavy metal band, take a deep breath. Count to 5, or even 10, feeling your chest expand and contract with each inhale and exhale. It sounds simple, but it can instantly calm your nervous system and create space between you and the immediate chaos. Second, acknowledge your feelings. Instead of trying to suppress them, name them. I'm feeling frustrated, this is overwhelming, or even I just need a break, saying it out loud to yourself or someone else can make a huge difference. Bottling up emotions only leads to explosions later on, so let those feelings flow without judgment. Third, shift your focus. Instead of dwelling on the negative, try focusing on something positive. Maybe it's your child's sweet smile, their adorable little socks, or the fact that you managed to get out the door today without anyone having a full-blown meltdown. These small moments of gratitude can shift your perspective and create a more peaceful environment. Fourth, practice active listening. When your child is talking to you, even if it's about something seemingly insignificant like their favorite dinosaur, give them your undivided attention. Put down your phone, make eye contact, and really listen to what they're saying. This shows them that they are valued and heard, which strengthens your bond and fosters communication. Finally, remember that you're doing the best you can. Parenting is hard. There will be days when you feel like you're failing miserably, and that's okay. Give yourself grace, learn from your mistakes, and keep moving forward. You are not alone in this journey, and every small step towards mindfulness makes a difference. Let me paint you a picture. Your 4-year-old is having a meltdown because their toy train derailed, and they are throwing blocks like miniature wrecking balls. Your immediate reaction might be to yell stop it, or try to force them to calm down. But instead, take a deep breath. Acknowledge your own frustration and say something like, wow, that's really upsetting when the train goes off track. I understand you're feeling frustrated. Then get down on their level, listen to what they have to say, and offer solutions together. This mindful approach might surprise you with how much smoother things grow. Remember, you don't have to be perfect to be a great parent. Just keep striving to be present, kind, and compassionate towards yourself and your little ones. So there you have it, 5 actionable steps to bring more mindfulness into your parenting journey. Remember, this isn't about achieving zen-like calm all the time, though that's a nice bonus. It's about showing up with intention even in the midst of chaos. And trust me, those moments of connection and understanding are worth every bit of effort. Now go out there and rock your parenting day. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who need a little reminder that they've got this. And if you find these affirmations helpful, leave a review. It really means the world to me. See you tomorrow for another dose of Mom Mindset.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.